This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a video from his hospital room on Saturday that he felt much better, and he hoped to be back soon after a day of contradictory messages from the White House about his condition following his COVID-19 diagnosis. In a four-minute video posted on Twitter, Trump, looking somewhat tired and wearing a jacket and open-necked shirt, said he wasn't feeling so well when he first arrived at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He added that the next few days would be crucial in his fight against the coronavirus.
I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back.
The address came hours after differing assessments of his health from administration officials left it unclear how ill the president had become since he tested positive for coronavirus. Trump's doctors said Saturday morning that he has been improving, but his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said the president's vital signs had been concerning beginning Friday. Meadows later altered his tone, saying that doctors are very pleased with Trump's vital signs. Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Three Republican senators, Mike Lee of Utah, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, have announced they've tested positive for COVID-19, and others are awaiting results. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin on October 12th, and Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham notes that senators can attend the hearings virtually. That's drawing protest from the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, who says if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions, it makes Barrett's confirmation perilous, too. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace agreement on Saturday aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August, two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south, after months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan. Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich south seceded in 2011, an economic crisis-fueled protests that led to the overthrow of veteran president Omar Hassan al-Bashir last year. Armenia said on Saturday it would use all necessary means to protect ethnic Armenians from attack by Azerbaijan, which said its forces had captured a string of villages in fighting over the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
The ethnic Armenian enclave inside Azerbaijan said Azeri forces had again launched rockets towards its main city, Stepanakert. Just a week after, the opposing sides began pounding each other with tanks and missiles. The clashes are the worst since the 1990s and raise the risk of a wider regional war that could draw in Russia and Turkey. It comes amid deepening concern about stability in the South Caucasus, where pipelines carry Azeri oil and gas to world markets.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Madrid awoke to its first day under a partial lockdown Saturday, with police controlling travel in and out of the Spanish capital that has become Europe's biggest hotspot for the second wave of the coronavirus. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials started Friday night at 10 p.m. The measures prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and nine of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber Saturday detonated an explosives-laden mini truck in the country's eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. The war-ravaged country has witnessed an escalation of violence in recent weeks, even as representatives of the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents are holding peace talks in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.